We're learning the Shabbat of Yechavadat. We're in Chelek Bet, Siman Zayin. The next Shabbat is about the following question, which doesn't really relate to us because we know the answer and we follow the answer, but it's relevant because that's what we do. There are many piyutim that the Rishonim wrote to be recited in the middle of Tfilah, particularly when there's a Chatan or a Brit Milah or on Rosh Hashanah Kippur. They wrote the piyutim to be recited in the middle of Tfilah, often before Nishmat or before Baruch Shemar is not a problem. Before Baruch Shemar, we're good. Before Nishmat, before Baruch Hu, might also not be a problem because it's in between. But they have one before Nishmat. They have one before Tilot Le'el Elyon. They have by the Yekiz, the Minhag Ashkenaz, the original Minhag Ashkenaz. They have tons of stuff. There's a whole book of piyutim. They added Nofan and the Zulat and the this and the that all the time. They're adding in paragraphs here and there. And can you do this? Is that permissible or not? So he starts off by quoting, first of all, Tosfot and Brachot says, look, let's talk about Psukei Dezimra first. Psukei Dezimra is not in the Gemara. The Gemara is not a Sidur. The Gemara doesn't tell you, this is how you should pray. I'm saying, Knesset HaGdolah, or whoever did put it down together, a Sidur. Tosfot writes, Baruch Shamar begins Psukei Dezimra, and Yishtabach ends it. And therefore, in the middle, is one unit. There's a Bracha at the beginning and a Bracha at the end. It's part of one unit. And therefore, you're not allowed to talk in between. You're in the middle of a Bracha. Baruch Shamar starts your bracha, and Yishtabach ends your bracha, you can't talk in between. That's why before Baruch Shamar is less of an issue, which is why we say Yigdal, before Baruch Shamar on Shabbat, or on Rosh Hashanah Kippur, we say Hayderet Vayemunah. That's less of an issue. So much so, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Baal HaTanya says, therefore, if you're in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, do not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Even in the place where you can answer a bracha, do not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Now, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo does not appear in the Gemara anywhere that we should do it. It's a nice thing that we do. It's great. It's wonderful. But not in the middle of a bracha. You're in the middle. Even when you can't answer Amen, do not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Because in the middle of Baruch Shamar Tishtabach, you're in the middle of a bracha. Do not answer things that you cannot say then. He says, and there's a tshuva of the Rambam based on all of this. The tshuva of the Rambam is you're not allowed to add piyutim in, he says, in the middle of Birkot Kriyat Shema. In the middle of Birkot Kriyat Shema, if you ever opened up an Ashkenazi, a machzor for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's much thicker than ours. Rosh Hashanah particularly, but huge. If you look in the Birkot Kriyat Shema, they say the bracha, it's not even the original bracha, it's a different bracha, and then piyutim, 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 they often just say them quickly, and then they think that it's a whole long thing. The Rambam says, Asura Lagamri, if Baruch Shamar Tishtabach makes Sukkot Dezimra one unit, so certainly, Birkot Kriyat Shema is a unit. You can't talk in between. You can't add these things in between. And it's wrong. The Rashba lived a little bit after the Rambam. He says, yeah, they're saying all these piyutim and it's bad. He says, I don't know what to do. He says, I don't know what to do. They all want to say them. They're beautiful piyutim. But it's wrong. They shouldn't be said. The Torah writes this and the Shulchan Aruch writes this. And therefore, the practice is that it shouldn't be said. Now, the problem is they're all written. You have a problem. He'll deal with it in a minute. But, There's another, the biggest, the worst offender, if we can go with that, is the piyut for Shabbat Zachor. Mi chamocha ben kamocha for Yehuda Levi. It's long. It's a couple of pages. They used to say it before Nishmat. Before Nishmat. Now on Shabbat, Nishmat is before Yishtabach. So you're in between Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach. You're in the middle of Sukkot Zimrah. That's an inappropriate time to say it. And Kol Shekin, it's very, very long. It's pages upon pages. By many of the Assyrian schools, they don't even say the whole thing. They say the beginning and then the end. They don't say the whole thing. It's very, very long. So there are tshuvot written. This is definitely not the right thing. That's definitely too long. And Rav Avadia Yosef says, this is not what should be done. The Chida writes, and don't think that there's a difference between Psukei Dezimra and Birkot Kriyat Shema. You're right, the Rambam was talking about Birkot Kriyat Shema. That's what he was asked about. But these piyutim in Birkot Kriyat Shema, he said, don't do them. He says, the reason is you're in the middle of a bracha. You're in the middle of a series of brachot of Birkot Kriyat Shema. So too, Psukei Dezimra. You're in the middle of a series of brachot from Baruch Shamar Tishtabach. Then he asked a fundamental question, which I think is fascinating. They wrote all of the... Who wrote these piyutim? It's not random people. Rabbi Yehuda Levi, Rabbi Shlomo Ibn Gavirol, Ibn Ezra. These are not... These are people who we generally hold in high esteem. And they wrote them to be said that... What were they thinking? If it's so abundantly clear... If it's so clear, they shouldn't be said. So what were they thinking? So he asks. He says, And he's quoting a tshuva of, if I'm not mistaken, I apologize. It's the Chida. It's the Chida who says this. Not Rav Avadia. Rav Avadia is quoting the Chida. The Chida says, and I'll quote you. V'Rabbi Yehuda Halevi v'chaveriv m'shorim lo yadu shenosach nishmat kol chai v'tikunei atfila hakol banui al pi hakabala v'razim tmirin b'mispar b'mifkad hatevot v'nirmu zu behem shemot hakodesh v'yu svarim shadvarim kipshutam. They didn't appreciate the fact that the tfila was written al pi sod. Al pi sod. The right number of words, the right number of letters, the right number of words, the right number of letters. And therefore, they thought it was the words. Okay, they wrote the words. And so, you're adding in, meaning, what's wrong with the piyut? The whole point of Sugei Dezimra is to be Meshabeach Lifnei Borei Olam. So we're adding in more Shevach to Borei Olam. Shevach to Borei Olam and not Shevach to Borei Olam. I said, no. You don't understand. One's Tehillim, one's Al Pi Sod, it's exactly this. You shouldn't add in. And therefore, he said, they didn't realize, so they did it. The challenge is that, okay, maybe they didn't. But that wasn't the opposition. The opposition we just said was not, hey, realize that our tefillah is all PLP sod and you're messing up the world. You're not, no one's, it might be true, but the opposition was a hefsek. If the opposition is a hefsek, and they wrote it, whether they knew it was LP sod, they didn't know it was LP sod, they clearly thought it wasn't an issue of hefsek. Clearly Ashkenazim don't think it's an issue of hefsek. They still do it to this day. They usually do it just mostly on Rosh Hashanah Kippur, even on a little bit on Yamim, on the Shalosh Regalim, they do Tikkun Geshem, Tikkun Tal in the middle of Shmona Esrei. They have in the middle of Shmona Esrei also. We avoid in the middle of Shmona Esrei. We don't add in Piyutim in the middle of Shmona Esrei. We have, if we have Piyutim before Kedusha, the Somech says them. Right? It says, if you look in the Machdor, Kan Omer HaSomech, because the Chazan is not supposed to, but by the Ashkenazim they do it. So, I understand why it shouldn't be a Hefsek. It's not like someone turned around and said, I'm in the middle of Sukkot Zimra, new. How's the weather? What's the sports team? You're not. You're being Mishabech to Borei Olam. So they're just being Mishabech more to Borei Olam. I understand why thematically it fits. I also understand why technically it's a hefsek. Technically it's a hefsek. And Al Pi Kabbalah, it's not appropriate. Now, clearly there are others who disagree. Now, there are some who disagree and they said, no, look, they're doing it for a simcha, they're doing it for good reasons, and therefore allow it. Rav Avadia says, no. The fact that it's Yom Tov, this piyutim for Chatan Kalav, this piyutim for Brit Milah, he says that doesn't override the problem that it's the hefsek. You could do it otherwise. You could be Mistameh Chatan and the Kalav later. You want to say the piyutim, they're beautiful, so say them later, which is, if you look at our Machzorim on Rosh Hashanah Kippur, we say all the piyutim after Chazarat HaShashkut. You can, because there's a Sefer of Rav Yosef and Valid in Sefer Shema Yosef. He says, look, this is a strange thing. We don't do this, but it's a Din Shulchan Aruch. For Chatan V'Kala, maybe you can hire a non-Jewish band to play on Shabbat. Now, we don't do this. But maybe you could hire a non-Jewish band to play on Shabbat for Simchat Chatan V'Kala. So he says, you see, for Simchat Chatan V'Kala, will allow you to violate in Shur Rabbanan. Amir al-Nukhri. So maybe here also, you're right, you shouldn't do it, but for Simchat Chatan V'Kala, you're allowed to. He points out, first of all, not everybody agrees you can play this whole band thing. Secondly, there's no other way around it. There's no other way to play musical instruments on Shabbat other than hiring the band, other than hiring non-Jews. You have to violate Yisrael Ramadan of Amir al-Nukhri. There are other ways of saying the piyutim. Say them later. The fact that you want to say them now, there are other options. There's no other options. He then goes on a much longer tirade. He says, and if someone will tell you, look, we've been doing it for years. That's the way we do it. Don't rock the boat. It's a minag. He says, look, the line is, he says, no. Minhagim only have authority when they've been miusad al pi chachamim. Now, it's a little bit of a catch-22, because any minhag he doesn't like, he'll tell you he wasn't miusad al pi chachamim. Now, not everything that's done in the Beit Knesset means that it was approved by the people of Beit Knesset. Sometimes people do things, and it's the practice, and maybe it's not ideal, maybe it's not great, but as long as it's not terrible, no one got up and knocked them on the head and said, don't do it. So it's true. So from the Rishonim, but we don't really follow how lazy when it comes to these things. But he says, look, the challenge is any minhag that he's not going to like, he'll tell you, you see that's a minhag that's not miusad al pi chachamim. It's a hard, how do you know who established the minhag? The fact they've been doing it for 100 years, so where did it come from? Sometimes it comes from the rabbi, sometimes it comes from the chachamim, sometimes it comes from the people. You don't know. It's hard. The fact that something, the idea here is that the fact that something exists doesn't necessarily mean it's the right thing to do. And he says, you have to be shokel the palace. You have to know what and where and how. And so that's why the piyutim, we should say them. They're beautiful piyutim. We say them after, really, it's Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, where it's an issue. And we say them all after Chazarat HaShas, because of this issue. He says, what about the last thing he raises? What about mutav shu shogegim? The Gemara in Yuma says, well, you know, sometimes mutav shu shogegim valid umizidim. Better that people should do something accidentally and doing it wrong than tell them don't do it and they won't listen. And then now they know better and they're still doing it on purpose. Okay, meaning that's a big challenge in education. If you do teach somebody something that they may or may not observe. You know, we have this as a challenge all the time. In Kiruv, I have the challenge in school all the time when you know that not everyone's at the level yet that they're ready to accept everything. So do you water it down? Do you water it down? And say, you know, this is all you need to know. And then you just, it's always a challenge. He says, Bechlal Mutav Shu Shogegim doesn't apply to Beit Knesset. Even if that applies to certain things between interpersonal, between people, when you're teaching someone something, so you can't lie, Chas V'Chalila. If they ask you what's the din, you have to tell them the din. But you don't have to teach them everything maybe all at once. That's fine. But Minhagei Beit Knesset, he says, you can't do Mutav Shu Shogegim Beit Knesset. Beit Knesset should operate L'Chadchila, and therefore he says that the Piyutim do not have a place during Sugeita Zimra, not during Kriyat Shema, and not during Chazarat HaShatz.